I always say a picture is worth a thousand words, and this is a great visual. Staff did this for me. I'm not this good with Photoshop or whatever. However she did this, it was great. This is a sample property tax bill for CFD number 13. Just shows that those line items in the gray box, don't have to squint, I've blown it up on the next couple slides, are the detail of what you're being charged when you get your property tax bill. Basically, the charges on your property tax bill can be separated into two areas. The first is the charges on your tax bill that are based on value. They charge you based on a percentage of your value, and those charges are called ad valorem taxes. I've blown this area up so you can see, basically, for this property in CFD number 13, they're being charged three line items by the Chula Vista Elementary School District for general obligation bonds. You can see the total, and it's a little bit over 1% of the total tax bill. You can see four line items for the general obligation bonds of the Sweetwater Union High School District, representing about 2.75% of this person's tax bill. And the next grouping, if I count them real quick, five, from Southwest Community College, again, about 1.83%, and there's two random items, Otay Water and Metropolitan Water District. Sure. Along with the 1% charge that's charged for everyone, we're looking at 56.99% of the bill is the 1% overall charge and the voted-in charges. That's why it's good. It's voter-approved bonds. You vote these onto your property. The next slide shows you the second area of property taxes. They are never based on value, and they are called fixed charge assessments. If you talk to someone in the business, they're going to call you fixed charge special assessments, if you ever called the county. The first section of the slide just basically summarizes what was on the last slide, so you don't have to flick back and forth. And the bottom area shows you the fixed charge assessments. There's a number of smaller items, vector disease, municipal water standby charges, mosquito surveillance, without an E. I copied and pasted that right from the tax bill. Water availability. The next line item, CFD 2001-1, is a rather large item. It makes up over 24% of this person's tax bill. That's charged by the city of Chula Vista, and it is a facilities CFD, which means that this CFD is in place to fund facilities, roads. I did not look up exactly what this CFD is for.
Infrastructure.
Thank you so much. Better word for it. We have another small item, and then you can see Chula Vista Elementary CFD number 13, 8.7%, and Sweetwater High CFD 13, 9.6%. The elementary and the high school district, you can note, are very close in total levy. It looks like they're about $140 difference. You can see this person's total tax bill, $15,367.70. And just so you know, when I looked at all of the properties in CFD 13, I tried to find one that had a higher tax rate. I don't ever want to cherry pick and find one that's $800 just to make me look good while I stand
here. That's based on 4,600 square feet, though, so that's a...
Yes, it is.
I think that's Francisco's house.
Isn't that a McMansion?
Yeah. I know. I was pretty impressed. I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't want to vacuum that place. But
that's a McMansion, right?
It is. It is.
Okay.
Another element that needs to be understood is the rate and method of apportionment. Again, if you talk to anyone, even staff here, they're going to refer to it as an RMA. I want you to understand that an RMA is created at formation for each of the CFDs, and each CFD has a separate RMA. This RMA sets the special tax, the maximum special tax, excuse me. It details the escalation of the maximum special tax prior to development and after development. It provides categories or classifications of the special tax. It tells you the term or length of the special tax, and it provides a formula for prepayment. Any property owner in any one of your CFDs can prepay their special tax at any moment. That's not always true. Next, we're going to look at the overall impact of the CFDs on school facilities. This top line item under the column heading Students Generated is the number of projected dwelling units at build-out for CFDs 1 through 18, all of the CFDs that you currently have formed. 42,682 dwelling units in CFDs. This number does not include the density bonuses that are currently being considered inside several of your CFDs. It is lower than actual. The next section talks about student generation rates. In 2014, I stood before you with a fee justification report, which was adopted, which is an overall blended student generation rate for everyone in your district. This student generation rate was chosen. It's slightly higher because in December of 2012, the district had me do a student generation rate on the CFDs only, and it is higher than district-wide. The projected students from the CFDs, broken down by middle and high school, total 13,036 students at build-out of those 18 CFDs. The next portion of the slide speaks to schools required. It takes those same students, it divides by the capacity per school type for planning purposes, and shows you approximately the number of schools required for those CFDs.